If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am not these bubblegum dudes you're talking to.
Pedro Fernandez.
He will be mine in round 9, and if he makes me sore, I'll cut it to 4.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37 make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion. I won some awards for my boxing writing. So supposedly, allegedly, I'm supposed to know something about boxing. But guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour. God, I stumble here. Just for you fans. Bottom line is the number is 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can text me here in the studio. Text me. Don't want to come on the air? Cool. Text me here in the studio. Confidential text. 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Of course, we are 1 week removed from the loss of Canelo Alvarez, the pound-for-pound king, who still is the pound-for-pound king. Bottom line is, you don't step up and wait, get beat by a bigger, undefeated guy, and then lose your stature. It just doesn't happen. But the bottom line is, there are so many haters out there. And believe me, I've been on top of my local area for a while, so I know what haters are. And man, haters are just unbelievably, Canelo Alvarez. It is, they despise him. I can't believe it. And there are different ethnic groups that just go after this guy like a shark, like going after a goldfish in the bottom. Bottom line is, Canelo lost, of course. The scores are 115, 113, or 7-5 in rounds. I thought he lost more like 9-3, 10-2, somewhere around there. But the bottom line is, the right guy won. As long as the right guy won, according to the late Chuck Minker of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, of course, himself a great judge. The right guy won. So we'll talk about that with boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Boxing tonight, of course, the Charlo Castano rematch. And, of course, Jared Ellis. We'll talk about that and more tonight on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call.
800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hi, Worldwide. 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Saturday edition. Of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We take it to the Bronx, of course, bringing the Bronx Bomber. We call him, of course, boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer Jr. How are you today, sir, and how's the family?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Family's doing great. Nice spring day here in New York.
A beautiful day here in San Francisco. If I want to say this, the beautiful girls are out jogging on the waterfront. The skies are clear. The temperature's nice. I'm trying to say most people are, the mask thing is starting to go away a little bit. But the bottom line is I still wear mine when I'm around a lot of people. I don't want to catch nothing. And I don't want anybody catching nothing that I might give them. You hear what I'm saying? So I think it's like double wave. But I'm not a proponent of the mask 24/7. But in certain instances, I do feel a little more comfortable with it on. Why is that? Have I gotten phobic?
I think not phobic, but just, I mean, hey, it's like, you know, if you get burned, you know, on your stove, I mean, the chances are the next time you're going to use a glove, you know? So it's, you know, I think we all have kind of felt the sting of COVID, either directly or indirectly. And it's definitely best to error in the side of prudency and caution. But I'm like you, though. I mean, if I'm sitting at my desk alone with, you know, 100 feet away from anybody, I'm not wearing a mask. But if I'm in a crowded situation, yeah.
But here's what I learned from the Japanese when I was in Japan. You know, everywhere, every country you go, Sock, you got to pick something up. You just got to pick something. Everywhere you go, you pick something up. And I noticed in Japan that people were wearing the mask like, you know, 25, 30, 40 years ago. I was like, wait. And I asked why they're wearing the mask. Lady says, well, you know, I never caught a cold. And I said, what do you mean? I said, well, what am I saying? She goes, I don't get colds. She goes, why? And I didn't catch it at first. And then she said, you know, that when I get on the subway, this and that, when you're in contact with the other people, I wear the mask and I've never gotten a cold. So, I mean, people were wearing it as a preventative measure in Asia a long time ago. So I'm sort of down with that. Besides, I'll tell you, a mask is an improvement for a lot of Americans as far as, you know, visually. Did I just say that, Daniel?
Yeah. Well, hey, listen,
Daniel just fell off his chair in the other room. Can somebody go resuscitate Daniel in there, please? Anyway, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, for those ladies that have pretty eyes, it's their time to shine.
Okay, let's talk about the fight. The pound-for-pound king gets beat by a bigger guy, steps up, takes on an incredible challenge in an undefeated guy. And you and I talked about this when it first broke down, when they first broke the fight. I said, why did they take this fight? You know, and you said to me, well, they must think they see something. They must see something. What didn't they see?
I think what they didn't see, they looked at the record. They said, oh, this guy is not really much of a puncher. So they were just worried about, you know, getting starched by a bigger guy. So they didn't realize that this guy's a pretty sound boxer, you know, and someone who probably walks around at about 200 pounds.
Or
so
more.
For him to, yeah. So for him to get down to 175, and then after the rehydration, you're fighting a guy that's significantly bigger. And it's something, it's ironic. I mean, you know, because when Canelo was coming up, he kind of did the same thing. You know, he was the big, you know, the big guy when he was at fighting at 54, you know, so.
Yeah, you know, but he hasn't been the big guy since he was fighting at 54. And since he's been fighting at 154 pounds, he's fought at a disadvantage, in my opinion, okay? Because I'm telling you, you can, how can I put this? Weight, size matters in two things. Pornography and combat sports, and that's just
we got
to
fight in that.
And this was a clear example of that. We talked about that early on, but I still don't think that it was a smart fight to take. I don't think it was as far as he was talking about fighting Usyk and Oleg Usyk and all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, he must be smoking better weed than me.
I think he's smoking something that will get you higher than anything, bro.
Money,
and that's no well. That too, but I'm talking about he's smoking ego. His ego, I mean, I'm sure it has his own seat in his private jet, you know. And I think he, you know, boxing is a jealous sport.
Ooh.
You cannot be, any hint of distraction, and I'm not saying this is the reason he lost, but Canelo has been a celebrity now for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him at ringside, he's got the fly silk, looks like pajamas on, you know, Dolce & Gabbana. He's got his beautiful wife. He's got his beautiful wife everywhere. His mom looks like she went to the best surgeon in town because her tummy is nice and, you know, spelt now. I remember when Mama Canelo used to be at ringside. She was a beautiful lady, but she looked like a mom, you know. She pushed out five kids. You know what I mean?
This is something we would all do if we were in that position.
Exactly.
My mom said to me, hey, man, I want to get a tummy tuck. I said, Mom, here's a million. If I had that kind of money, Mom could spend anything she wanted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, all that stuff, man, listen, I think I'm not going to say they took Bivol lightly, but I think they just didn't have any type of respect for Bivol's strength. That was a clear factor.
And size.
The fact that the size, Canelo, I mean, he didn't land many clean shots on Bivol, and he didn't even throw that much. He was gassed after the sixth or seventh round. They trained. It looked like you would see footage of him. He was training like a bodybuilder. You know, that's not how you do it, man. And I think it was all wrong, him even coming at 175, because he negated the one advantage that he had, which would have been his hand speed.
Yeah.
You know, I would have brought him in maybe at 70, you know. I'd give up, because I'm not going to be bigger than him no matter what, you know, after the rehydration. Well, why am I going to negate my hand speed? And he just looked out of it. And credit to Bivol, he kept that jab on him all night.
But it wasn't just a jab. He was throwing like three punch combinations, and they were all three of them were landing. And the other dude wasn't doing nothing. And I'm saying to myself,
no,
you know, this is good. And like the Godfather Larry Merchant said, he goes, you know, Pedro, about a minute and a half into the fight, I said to myself, this is not going to be a good night for Canelo.
Yeah, I think you probably saw that pretty quick, man. And the fact that these judges had the audacity to make it 7-5, I was like, wow, that's. See, stuff like that, if that fight would have ended in a draw, it would have been one of the worst things in the history of boxing. You know, it would have hurt the sport so much. And I understand, you know, you kind of have to, I hate to use the word protect the golden goose, in this case, Canelo, but lose more credibility.
I understand that, but here's what's up. They scored each round exactly the same. So, I mean, the rounds that they scored were the exact same, and that was a little bit of a mind blower, because usually when you come up with a horrible decision, judges are all over the place.
That's a good point. Yes. You know, we talk about it, someone who was not expected to win and a guy that they surely didn't want to win. They didn't play the guy's national anthem. That's number one.
They didn't?
They announced. No, they didn't play the Russian national anthem.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Well, there's
police. They, yeah. Right. They announced him from Encino, California.
Oh.
Okay.
I didn't catch that.
Yes. Yes.
Encino?
Exactly. Oh. They, you know, Encino, man, you know, because that's where, you know, he was training out of. And he was told that he couldn't have, like, any Russian flag or anything like that on his trunks, which is an utter disgrace. By, I mean, the woke mob is out of control. We all know that. But, you know, I mean, that has... I mean,
but the whole thing's a thin line, man, because, you know, the Russian government is whacking people left and right. I mean, by the hundreds. Yeah. And I can see where these people are upset, this and that, but I don't know. Here's what's up. When Jimmy Carter boycotted the Olympics in 1980, it hurt a lot of people. Okay, a lot of boxers. I mean, there were boxers that never got their careers on track because there was no Olympics to use as a catapult. Okay, in order to get the catapult to stardom. There was no Olympics in 1980, and they came out with, like, Tomorrow's Champions, Tony Aiello, the rapist. Hey, there's a guy. Hey, no, he's dead. Now I'm gonna say this. Now I shouldn't kick sand at the dead people, but I'm gonna kick dirt at Tony Aiello. He was one of the worst human beings in the history of the planet, let alone boxing. He was like 20 or 30 amateur fights, and he kicks. They were in a drive-in movie in New Jersey somewhere, and he went into a girl's bathroom, and he kicked some girl in the spleen. I haven't figured out what this girl was doing laying on the ground to where she got kicked in the spleen by Tony Aiello, but he kicked in the spleen, and Dan Duva had to pay off with some big-time lawsuits, so he got out of that. So here he is kicking girls in bathrooms, and a couple years later, of course, he was going to get the Duran fight, I mean the Davey Moore fight, but Duran stepped in instead because of the fact that he raped that girl down there, his neighbor, stuck his tube sock in her mouth, and then he raped her, and then he goes to prison, he gets out of He gets out of prison. He comes on the show and he says, I'm going to clean my act up. I'm cool now. I'll never do anything bad again. And then he sexually assaulted another girl in the gym. So am I glad he OD'd on heroin? Yes. Sorry. You still there? We lost Saki. You lost him there. Get him back. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Well, let's go to a break. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live World. A long rant like that was supposed to deserve a big response from the boxing's PhD, and the phone line went dead. You know, only in technology. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Jeff Tamalier, that fantastic guitar. Of course, he was in Starship, Tower of Power, Average White Man. Jeff's been around. Jeff is a iconic figure in the Eastern East Bay here in San Francisco. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. On the line, of course, from the East Coast, my man, Socrates Palmer, boxing's true PhD. And Sock, anything new in boxing?
Anything new in boxing? Well, I, like many, I am looking forward to tonight's big junior middleweight showdown between Castaño and Charlo. Their first fight was a really entertaining fight, and I expect the same. I expect a really good scrap, and it's a coin flip, man. I'm looking at this. I'm like, I don't know what to expect. I mean, Charlo's pretty good on the rematches. I mean, he did his thing against Harrison. Castaño is a very talented individual. There's no fear factor there. He took it to Charlo. Their first time when they met, some people think that he may have gotten squeezed getting a draw, but you know, that's why they're doing it again, and I'm really, really excited about tonight.
Okay, and now that's going to be, of course, the main event, the semi-main event, or the kid from Philadelphia, Jared Ennis. Is he the real deal? He looks like a future star at welterweight.
He does, and actually, I was in the gym this morning with someone, undefeated lad from New York, Peter Dobson, who had was in training camp with him. He said him and Terrence Crawford, surprisingly, are the two hardest punchers he's been in camp with. He said Jared Ennis is a strong dude that probably walks around at about 175 pounds, 180. He's a big, big welterweight, and he's on the right path. PBC is grooming a star, and I guess he's just going to wait in the weeds to see how everything clears up between Spence and Crawford.
Crawford, you know, how can I put this? I think Crawford is the best fighter in the world right now. I look at all the fighters, I say to myself, pound for pound, he's probably the best able to move up from 135, 140, and of course 147. But I think that's going to be his limit as far as growth is concerned. But him and Errol Spence, does this fight have to happen this year, or are they going to be able to push this up until 2023?
It would be a shame if they pushed it to 23, because right now it has a lot of momentum. I mean, both guys, you know, I mean, it's still not a mega fight. I mean, neither one of them are really like crossover stars, but the winner of this fight has the potential to be that crossover star. You don't want another Pacquiao Mayweather situation, which really is one of the things that if UFC does, there's less politics. So the best tend to fight the best. Hopefully politics do not get in the way of a really, really 50-50 fight. I mean, you go to the gym, you hear people that are Team Spence, you have people that are Team Crawford, and that's great, you know, and that's what we want. We want to go into a fight not knowing what to expect, and it's very rare that you get two guys in their prime, undefeated, face off.
Okay,
it's a modern Leonard Hearns.
I'm going to try this the second time, okay? Anything new in boxing, maybe involving Manny Pacquiao?
Okay. I'm sorry. I missed the hit and run, coach. Okay.
Oh!
I missed it. Well, unfortunately for Manny Pacquiao, he's still a senator as opposed to a president. He finished, I think, with 6% of the votes in the Filipino presidential election. And you could pretty rest assured.
No. Here's what's up. I got to jump in right now. I got to jump in. Election fraud. It's got to be election fraud. I mean, we're talking about the Philippines. He won, without a doubt. Put him in power. Let's march on the Capitol. We ever heard that before?
I think, yeah, there was I don't think there's any hanging chads, or, you know, if you want to bring it back even further.
Hanging chads. Whoa.
Hanging chads.
Gore versus Bush.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, he was beaten pretty soundly by the Marcos's. I think he's his son, Imelda Marcos' son, is the president again. So you can pretty rest assured that Manny Pacquiao will be back in that ring. He's not going to retire. He lives a lavish lifestyle. He gives a lot, but I don't think there's another way that he's going to make a monster payday if it's not inside the ring. And I could see a fight with Ugas happening maybe at the end of this year or early next year.
Poor Ugas. Let him retire. He made some money. Just let him go. Let him go do his thing. I mean that, too, because he took a lump in up. He took a bad lump in there. I don't want to see guys take that those kind of beatings. The bottom line is he's got enough money probably off that one fight where he can live forever. You know what I'm saying? So why get greedy? That's what I just want to say. Why get greedy? I've got a friend of mine. He may even be listening to the show. He's got $2 million in the bank. You know, anytime we get into an argument, you know what he says to me? I got $2 million in the bank.
Ouch.
Exactly. Hey. Wait. Is that supposed to win him an argument?
No, but it even makes it. It even makes the rematch even more enticing for Pacquiao. But now that he's a little softened up, you know, and they could probably, and if Manny wins, they could milk out one last hurrah against someone else. So I get it
now. The Ugas rematch, Ugas and Pacquiao. Yeah. Okay, I can see them. But you know, I got to give Manny Pacquiao all kinds of props. I mean, outside of Muhammad Ali, since the passing of Muhammad Ali, of course. He's done more for boxing. He's done more for people, I think, than anybody else. He has. He donates a lot of money. He doesn't have to donate the money he builds. He's building little villages and things like that for the homeless. I mean, he is the man. If more people looked at him, good Lord, imagine Don King with all his tax breaks if he'd have thrown money at the poor instead of, like, talking about it.
Listen, you said it best. I mean, you talk about a humanitarian. Manny Pacquiao. Like you said, he's built villages. I mean, I've heard stories, and I think, and Duran has done the same thing. Like, literally standing on a corner, handing out bills, you know, to people, giving grocery bags. I mean, just a great human being, an all-time great fighter, and probably even a better human being, Manny Pacquiao.
You know what, Don? Mm-hmm? You know what DK's big hustle was, don't you? The turkey giveaway. He would check this out. He was a hustler, man. He would call these cities in advance, like Detroit and Cleveland and Chicago and this and that. And he would call his turkey distributor, and he would get like 10,000 turkeys. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And he'd get them, you know, like for a nickel a piece or something like that. And of course, that's the way Don does his business. He bought, and then he would give these turkeys away, and these people were like standing in line for hours to get a turkey from Don King. I mean, I thought the benevolence was good, but the bottom line is, you know, it really wasn't much. It was only a turkey.
And the same thing happens here in New York with these politicians, especially around Thanksgiving. They have these turkey giveaways. The book bag, school supply giveaways. People love free stuff, man. Even if they don't need it, they'll take it.
Okay. Speaking of some people love stuff, people love that Amanda Serrano, Katie Taylor fight a couple of weeks ago. But guess what? I can't find one person on this planet that thought Katie Taylor won.
Yeah. Listen, unless you're Irish, you know, you probably.
Unless you are drunken Irish.
Oh, what are the chances of finding someone?
You have to be inebriated. You would have to be inebriated to look at that fight and say, you know what? I think Katie won.
No, man. You know what? I have heard a couple of people, but it sounds almost like they're just being homers, you know, on Twitter, you know, other fighters. Ironically, they're all from Europe. You know, they say that Katie, you know, outboxed Amanda. That's
Where? Here's what's up. Amanda outlanded her. Amanda outpunched her. Amanda outmaneuvered her. But, you know, Amanda, and we talked about this before, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. She wasn't doing porn. She was doing combat sports. Maybe she'll do some porn someday. But the bottom, good-looking girl. But good-looking girl, that's a compliment. But, you know, moving up the weight, 135 pounds, and fighting a bigger girl, you saw her get a little tired there. You know what I'm saying? So she got a little tired, slowed her act down a little bit. So, but when you fight bigger people, it's tougher. And people understand that. So look, classic example, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor and Dimitri Bivol and Canelo Alvarez. Same thing applies. Size matters.
It's like you said before, it's like swimming upstream. You know, it's, you're going against the current. Eventually, that stuff will wear on you. I am totally with you. There's no way Amanda Serrano lost that fight.
And she was so, and she was so classy at the end, man. You know, she was so classy. And here's what's up. I mean, and the reason why she did that, because she didn't want to cast any aspersions on women's boxing. I know she really, she showed a lot of class there. Because, you know, I'd have been, man, I'd have been pounding on my chest, Doc.
Listen, we've seen guys bitch and moan for, you know, a lot less. She was all class, you know, and she was received that way because the, you know, the Irish fight fans that were there were very gracious in victory. I had a friend of mine that was there, and she said, you know, I thought that Amanda won, and they said, let's do the rematch in Ireland. So, I don't know.
All right. You know, it was, listen, it was the early version of the Irish sweepstakes. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. I mean, Katie Taylor's a talented young lady, without a doubt. She's dedicated, but I got news for you. I think if they fight again, there ain't going to be this is not going to a decision. Amanda realizes, you know what, I got to take care of business here. When she gets her hurt, she'll go for it.
I agree. And Katie has never, ever received that much punishment in a fight that she received that night.
She was mush mouth afterwards.
She was. And even before that, she had been in some barn burns, you know, so... There's definitely some slippage in Katie Taylor, she may retire, I think. I can see that happening as well.
Yeah, because she would get destroyed in a rematch, no doubt about that. Have a good week. Watch the fight tonight. We'll talk next week, my bun. Of course, Socrates Palmer's Boxing's PhD. Have a good day with the family.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy.
All right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, appearing live on Twitch.tv, of course, the Sports Byline USA channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez, right? More with more Ring Talk. After the break.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, continue on Veev TV and Twitch.tv and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Of course, we have a big fight tonight, 154 pounds. Jermell Charlo, J-E-R-M-E-L-L. His brother is named Jermall. There's two. Of course, one's at 154, the one's at 160, meaning 154 pounds or 160 pounds. This is the 154-pound version. Once beaten, of course, they beat Tony Harrison in that rematch. That was the one loss on his record. He's taking on undefeated Brian Castano. Castano's, of course, a fantastic fighter, 17-0, a couple of draws, put up a good fight last time. People thought maybe Charlo may have got a bit of a benefit of a doubt there. We'll see what happens, but the bottom line is Charlo is a slight favorite there, about a 2-1 favorite. Why would he be a 2-1 favorite when the other guy gave him hell? I don't know. Anyway, some of the odds makers. Let's go back to the boxing odds tonight. Of course, Jared Ellis, man, this guy's like undefeated, of course, coming to us out of Philadelphia. He is a 20-1 favorite over undefeated Curtis Clayton. Clayton's unbeaten. Then I looked at his record. He fought a lot of guys like Daniel. So, you know what I say. So that's why he's undefeated. But he is like a 20-1 favorite is Jared Ellis. Of course, the rest of the fight card, not a whole lot happening as far as the odds are concerned. No big fights you can make any money on, I don't think. But the bottom line is, of course, we've got fights coming up in this month. We've got Raleigh Romero, of course, the undefeated Big Mouth, come to us from Las Vegas. Of course, cleared of those sex allegations, those sex abuse allegations, or whatever they were, sexual assault allegations, whatever it was. Like, six women came forward, and then like a week later, nobody's talking. What happened? Do you think Raleigh got rolled there or what? I mean, come on. There were six chicks came out. They're willing to testify. They made statements. And nothing ever happened. Well, let me tell you, if they made statements, something would have happened. You know, he assaulted me. I said no. Something would have happened there. Especially when you got six women saying that. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five. Six. Yeah, six women. So the bottom line is, Raleigh Romero may have gotten rolled there. Of course, that postponed the first fight with Gervonta Davis. But, of course, they're going to hook it up. The Tank, of course, may be considered the best lightweight at 135 pounds. Speaking of lightweights, Devin Haney, of course, undefeated, to come to us from out of Las Vegas now, but originally from San Francisco, California, my hometown, his hometown. Of course, he's going to take on George Kambosos. Both will put undefeated records on the line. Of course, it's going to go down June the 4th, down under. It'll be on the zone, I believe. And I think this is a significant fight. In other words, it'll sort of lay the groundwork as to where we go in the lightweight division. Because I think the best lightweight in the world is still, we don't know. I mean, Kambosos, I think he should be because he beat the man. He's the man that beat the man that beat the man. I mean, because Teofimo beat Vasyl Lomachenko, and he beat Teofimo Lopez. So he should be considered a man. But, you know, people have got questions about him. I mean, they talk about the biggest fight on his horizon could be a fight with, you know, the kid down there, the TikTok guy. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. Of course, he took care of that guy a couple of weeks ago, and the guy showed up and didn't want to fight. I mean, come on, man. I mean, at least if you're going to stack the odds to where your guy's going to win, bring in a guy that's at least going to, like, put up some type of an effort. And he just didn't. I mean, he should have been arrested when he got back to his home country of Ghana. Not arrested, maybe shot when he got off the plane, you know, like they did Ninoy Aquino when he came back for President Marcos. Now him deceased as well. But President Marcos of the Philippines had his political opponent killed when he got stepped off the plane. That's what they should have done to this young man when he went back home. Because the bottom line is, I think he disgraced his entire country. Now, as far as boxing is concerned, the pound-for-pound king, beaten last week. Unanimous not across the board. I think he should have won. He should have won maybe two or three rounds at the most. I mean, it was hard to give him rounds. I mean, you wanted to give Canelo Alvarez welfare rounds. When you get into a point where you're looking, damn, he's down seven rounds. What am I going to do here? Seven, eight rounds. You can't win the fight after you're down seven rounds mathematically. This is basic math. I mean, general math. You know, you don't need a calculator for this. It's like 12. 12 is the round. 12 rounds, right? Whoever wins the majority of 12 rounds wins the fight, unless there's a knockout involved. And since Bivol won the first seven rounds, he didn't have to do a whole lot after that, except he kept winning rounds. So at the end of the night, I thought Canelo Alvarez, and I say this, put it this way, he was a thoroughly beaten man. And when you look at the fight per se, you know, you look at the fight per se, I mean, Bivol outlanded him significantly, outthrew him significantly. The bottom line is Canelo Alvarez got owned. Here they are both post-fight.
Dimitri, congratulations. You've been waiting a long time for an opportunity like this. And in your first opportunity, you beat the best pound-for-pound fighter in all of boxing. How do you feel about your performance?
First of all, I want to say thank you, everyone, for coming. Feliz a Cinco de Mayo. And Mexican fans. I'm the best in my version, and this is belt. I keep this belt. And thank you, Eddie Hearn. And sorry I broke your plans with Gennady Golovkin, maybe. And thank you, Canelo and his team. He's a great champion. I respect him. I respect all his team.
Why did you believe that you could pull off this upset?
You know, if you don't believe in yourself, what you do, you never achieve. You achieve the nothing. I believe. My team believe me. And you all should believe in yourself. And you achieve what you want.
You said before the fight, you didn't know how you would deal with the speed of Canelo. After that first round, how did you think you were going to fight him?
I felt his power. You can see on my arm, he beat my arm up, but not my hand. It's better. And he has a good speed, good power. He maybe his mistake, he throw only hard punches. After hard punches, he relaxed and tired.
Did he ever hurt you?
Yeah, my arm. Hurt my arm. I can't keep my belt now. Vadim, please.
And we can see right here, if we can put the camera on your arm right there. We've seen that from Canelo opponents in the past.
But I expected that. I watched his fight against Callum Smith, and I accept that. This is better than my head.
Do you feel you were frustrating him as this fight went on?
Frustrated? What? No, nothing. I was feeling great, like I never feel myself.
But do you
get fight in my career, and I enjoyed this fight. I enjoyed when people crowd, when he beat me, and this is more gave me more energy.
But did you feel he was getting frustrated with you in those later rounds?
Let's ask him. I don't know.
We'll turn quickly to Canelo Alvarez. Canelo, you've won a lot of close decisions before. Did you feel you did enough to win this fight?
Huh?
How much time?
No, la verdad es que es un gran campeón. En el boxeo se gana y se pierde. Me tocó perder, no voy a dar excusas. Yo sentí que gané, hice lo suficiente para ganar, pero así es el boxeo. Así es el boxeo. Le tocó ganar y hay que aceptarlo.
You have to accept it. It's boxing. To be honest, he's a great champion. Sometimes in boxing, you win and lose. I'm not going to give any excuses. I lost today, and he won.
What made him so difficult?
No, él es un buen peleador. Entra, sale. Sentí mucho su peso también. Entra, sale, es un buen peleador. No lo puedes conectar tan fácil. Es un gran peleador, pero creo, como te dije, hizo una gran pelea y al final de cuentas la gente es la que gana.
Yes, so he's a really good fighter. He's a fighter that comes in and goes out. I also felt his power, but I think it was a good fight. You know, it was a good victory for him.
Do you feel like you fought a big, real light heavyweight and maybe the weight was an issue for you?
No, obviamente sentí el peso, pero no fue ninguna excusa. Ninguna excusa, es un gran peleador y, como digo, es lo que es. Es lo que es y se gana y se pierde. Es un deporte así. Hay que aceptarlo tal cual.
No, you know, I did feel his power, but, you know, no excuses. I think that's what happens in the sport of boxing. You win or lose, that sport, and that's what happened.
You're a very smart fighter during your fights. You usually have a plan B or a plan C. Why was nothing working against him?
Es un gran peleador. Es un gran peleador. Traté de hacer muchas cosas, pero es un gran peleador que entra y sale. Sabe utilizar muy bien su distancia. Y como te digo, yo creo que hice lo suficiente para ganar, pero así es esto.
Yeah, so he's a great fighter. He comes in, out, ins and out. He really manages his distance really well. I felt like maybe did enough to win the fight, but that's boxing.
You have a rematch clause. Do you want to do this again?
Claro que sí. Claro que sí. Esto no se queda así.
Yeah, of course I do. This doesn't end like this.
You know, he's just asking for another ass whooping, that's all, because in rematches, let me tell you, unless something went wrong in the rematch, the first fight, the guy that won the rematch, won the first fight, usually wins a rematch more dominantly. And I think that that'll be the case. The fact that Bivol will have so much confidence going in there, he'll be able to run off them combinations from the start. I mean, the pop, 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 just like he did. You can't do much more than Dmitry Bivol did to win. The fact that judges had it close, what can I say? The right guy won, so we're not going to go into that depth. Bottom line, let's talk about odds. Of course, we Charlo with the E, the 154-pound Charlo, is a minus 210 favorite against Brian Castano, who comes in at plus 175. Castano, of course, undefeated with two draws, at one draw with Charlo in their prior fight. And Charlo, of course, with the one loss to Tony Harrison, which he made up for with a win. Sergey Kovalev is favorite tonight, minus 125. Yeah, Kovalev, of course, long in the tooth now, former WBO champion. Andre Ward sort of dented him up a few years ago. That was the fight in which Andre Ward retired, of course, the 2004 Olympic gold medals, man. Pound for pound, he was up there, no doubt about that. But people say to me, what happened to Andre Ward? I mean, he sort of missed the boat when it came to superstardom because I think he didn't have a super promoter. And I shouldn't say that in light of the fact that his promoter was Dan Goosen, who passed away. I don't want to say that. But they sort of wanted to have total control of everything. They didn't want to have Don King involved. They didn't want to have Bob Arum involved. And without those two guys, I think that Andre Ward missed out. Anyway, speaking of missing out, don't miss out on this one. June the 4th, coming to us, of course, from Down Under, Devin Haney, WBC champion, I'm going to say undefeated, like 25-26-0. Taking on George Kambosos, undefeated 22-0, of course. Kambosos, an underdog at home, plus 215. Haney, a minus 275 favorite, like a 3-1 favorite there, fighting the guy in his own hometown. They really think that much about Devin Haney. I don't know. I mean, I've watched Devin Haney since he was a solid amateur. He sort of bypassed the amateur process, went to Mexico and turned professional at a young age, sort of wanted to learn the game as he went, and I give him props for that. It's a good way to do it. He and his father have done well thus far, and I mean, they're undefeated, but I don't know, man. I just don't think that he's done enough yet to, like, prove the fact he's a 3-1 favorite. I don't know, maybe that's what the betting guys think, that this is going to draw some. I think they think that the money's going to come in on Kambosos because of the fact that, you know, he's fighting down under, he's fighting at home, and they're going to try to level it out. But Las Vegas made a lot of money last week. I don't think Las Vegas ever made as much money in recent years as they did on a boxing match last week. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez, 5-1 favorite. Listen, they don't bet anymore on lines. Back when I was betting, there were lines, okay? You lines around the casino. We bet Oscar De La Hoya. When I bet Bernard Hopkins over Oscar De La Hoya, I don't bet many fights, but this was like a cinch domino. I mean, come on, man. You got to. Anyway, bottom line is I stood in line to bet 2.5-1. Underdog in Hopkins. That was a good bet, no doubt about that. But the line was long. It was like an hour long for me to make the bet, right? When it came time to cash in, I looked around. There was nobody there. It was like just me. That was it. So that's what happened last week in Las Vegas. The odds makers set these odds at 5-1. The Mexican suckers jumped on it. They jumped on it. You can't say he's a 5-1 favorite over a guy that's bigger than him and stronger than him, and faster than him, maybe. And you know, come on, he's not just a naturally bigger guy. Let's go back to size matters and two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports at the elite level, okay? They actually thought they were going to throw a curveball by Dmitry Bivol. I don't think so. Of course, Kathy Duva, the Duva Diva, of course, the wife of Dan Duva, the late Dan Duva. Of course, he was a promoter that brought us pay-per-view back in 1981. He came to us with Sugar Ray Leonard, undefeated then, the welterweight champion. Of course, taking it back, once beaten, lost to Roberto Duran the year before in 1980. Of course, avenged that with a No Mas rematch. And then, of course, he was taking on Thomas Hitman Hearns. Hearns was undefeated. They were both rocking. It was for, like, the welterweight championship. And, you know, I mean, Dan Duva had enough insight to put this on limited pay-per-view across the country. People said, it's the end of the business. Don King said, it's the end of the business. I'll be retiring pretty soon. Boxing's going to die, the whole nine yards. Man, boxing's made billions and billions and billions of dollars off pay-per-view. So obviously, those guys are wrong, and the great Dan Duva was right, no doubt about that. I miss him. He was the guy that got me the TV. He got me different international TV gigs, but he got me a gig for a heavyweight title fight, an NABF heavyweight title fight between Ike Ibeabuchi and David Tua. And I think that Tua was once beaten at the time or undefeated at the time, and Ibeabuchi was undefeated at the time. These guys went off in probably the greatest heavyweight fight maybe of all time outside of Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier, and they thrill in Manila because of the fact that they were bigger names. But these two guys went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and Dan Duva got me these gigs. So, I mean, the fact that Kathy Duva's back in the game, of course, her father-in-law was Lou Duva, and Lou Duva and Dino Duva made a move on Kathy Duva, and Kathy said, I'm out of here, and Kathy cast them aside. Of course, they become Lute passed away, but, you know, the Dino dude was no longer a factor in boxing. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But anyway, bottom line is Kathy's back. She's got Dmitry Bivol. I thought that was pretty cool. The Duva Diva is back and rocking and rolling in the world of boxing. And guess what? She's a class act. I do remember one night, though, when she told me that she made $4 million in one night. I said, you made $4 million in one night? So what night was that? George Foreman, Evander Holyfield. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Did he hurt you or your children?
No.
You're okay.
He really, just random stuff, you know, like he puts holy water on me. I don't know what's going on with him.
Are you going to stop somewhere and meet with the police so they can talk to you?
Should I go to the police station?
Holy water. Of course, that was Tony Ferguson's wife, the former USC lightweight champion. Of course, he got knocked out last week by Michael Chandler, the former Strikeforce champion, crossed over, of course, from Strikeforce and Bellator to the USC, and he's had mixed results thus far, but he knocked out Tony Ferguson with probably one of the most ugliest kicks you ever saw in your life. 17 seconds in round number two. Of course, that was USC 274 last week. In the main event, thank goodness, Charles Oliveira kicked Dana White below the you-know-where and the Naz. Dana got it, the Naz, baby, because the bottom line is they wanted Oliveira to lose. They wanted Justin Gaethje to win. Justin Gaethje was one of Dana's boys. When you're one of Dana's boys, you're blessed, okay? And then the other guy comes out and kicks your butt. There's nothing you can do about it. So Dana was probably sitting there going, So guess what? Daniels just told me that Charles Oliveira's next opponent will be Francis Ngannou. That's right. You're stepping up 45 pounds to fight Francis Ngannou because that's the way Dana's going to do you. Listen, you upset Dana's apple cart. That's what you get. Next time around, yeah, you want another fight? You're going to fight Ngannou. Bottom line is Dana's a piece of work, and I'm sort of glad that Gaethje. I'm sorry that Gaethje was in the position that he had to lose in order to make me somewhat content. Because the bottom line is Dana's a piece of work. You know that. Ring Talk Live worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms. Bottom line is, my producer is Daniel. He kicks ass. And this is Ring Talk Live worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated.